I said before, I thought they were going to, you know, the two main fights, Lewis Taylor against Grant Cunningham and obviously Sam Sheedy Mansour, it got more publicity because it was a local derby. And I said, I'm sure there's going to be drama, but I didn't expect that much drama and I didn't expect the result to be as controversial. For me, and I hadn't heard anybody say that they thought Nav won. Now, I must say that they both conducted themselves in such gentlemanly manner, and that's how sportsmen should be. No mind if there's a bit of banter beforehand, but you know, I thought that Sam bossed it, even though Nav was in the fight all the time, and it made it an absolute spectacle of a fight, and it's a contender for the fight of the year. But in fairness, I've got to say it's maybe the worst decision I've seen, and I've been in boxing 20 odd years. Promoting 20 odd years and maybe in boxing 25 years. So, you know, I think it were a bad decision, but I think it was well contended anyway. I'm not saying it was an absolute, it got smashed all over Nav, because I just thought that Sam bossed it and I thought he was in control all the fight. Nav was still plugging away and credit to him, he hung in there and he come on strong in the last couple of rounds, but for me, I thought Sam bossed it, and you know, he should be the English champion. As a promoter, there's a positive in this, we can do a rematch, but I'm not sure that Nav and his team would want to do that.
Why did the judges get it so wrong? Why do you think they made the decision they did?
Well, it helps if you're not wearing sunglasses, and one's called Stevie Wonder and one's called Ray Charles. So I don't know. Why do we do certain things? I mean, I just can't believe him, because you know, I've known these officials for such a long time, and I just can't see how they got it. You know, if they ought to look at the playback, and even sometimes on the TV, you don't see some of the stuff what's going off close up like you do at ringside. And so I can't believe how they got it wrong. And like I say, you know, I mean, I've no issues with Nav. I think he's a lovely, lovely fella, and like I say, conducted himself tremendously. But I thought he got beat, and the judges were wrong. But as a promoter, again, I'm going to sit down with Glyn and AJ and we will think of a positive. I'll turn this into a positive, because that kid, what he's done, it's like when Lewis got beat in a dodgy decision in Ireland. I know he's at a level now. I know he can campaign at that level, and with Sam Sheedy, he can go on the international scene. He's a class act, and he's just going to get better.
Mm. Lewis, we'll talk to you in a sec about your bout, but you talked about Sam's conduct. He didn't complain after the fight. Are you pleased with that, or do you think maybe he should have had a word?
Look, I mean, if it was me, I can say, yeah, you did. His conduct were exemplary, and he's won a lot of fans. And one thing they say about show business is like any publicity is good publicity. We're still talking about that fight now because of the controversy. Now, if it had won, which I believe he should have done, it'd have been great performance from Sam Sheedy. What's on this weekend? So I'm pleased in that way. But if it had been me, I'd have been a bit of a John McEnroe thing. You know, spit the dummy out, throw me racket into the crowd or something like that. But you know, that's not the right way. But Sam, I think he pulled himself together very, very quickly when he got interviewed, and he said the right things, and he won a lot of fans.
Lewis, good afternoon. You were also on the card on Saturday night. Won on points against Grant Cunningham. The fight was stopped due to an accidental clash of heads. Just to talk about the bout for us.
I think I started a bit slow, but as I was getting into it, as the fight was going on, I felt like I were coming into my own. I think if I'd have carried on, I think I'd have just took over, and I think I'd have won comfortably anyway. And it ended up getting stopped with a clash of heads, and it were disappointing, because obviously all the training we've done, it feels like it's been wasted in a way, because I'm a fit kid anyway. My latter rounds are always a lot stronger, but everyone seems to enjoy it. I've had a lot of good compliments from it, and saying that you boxed well. I know I still things to go and learn, and it was good they were live on TV and stuff like that. It was a good bout for people to see me. It's just a shame they didn't get to see the real me, letting me getting into it. Especially third, fourth, fifth starter, it was hard work, because I couldn't see out my right eye anyway because of all blood and everything. But yeah, it were a good night. Apart from the cut, it were a good night. Everyone's enjoyed it. So.
I've been lucky enough to interview quite a few boxers in this studio for this radio station, but you look like you've been in the wars. I think you're the first one who sat in front of me with quite a shiner on your face. You do look like you've been in a battle.
I'm starting to look like a proper boxer. That's what I mean.
Does it mean you've still got something to prove? You talked about the frustrations of how the fight ended. That the next bout you have, you want to make sure that people do see the best of you and you win in the way that you want to win.
Well, yeah, I've always wanted to improve. Every fight I'm wanting to improve, and I feel like as the fights are going on, I'm getting better and better, I'm getting stronger, and there's different things that I'm picking up, but every fight there's something you can improve on, there's something that you can tweak. Like Dennis was saying, I need to start moving med more, there's little things like that. And I think as it goes on, people will see the real me and they will enjoy my fights. Everyone enjoys my fights anyway. But the more rounds you see, the more you will enjoy seeing me.
Dennis, was it the right decision to end the bout in that way?
Oh, absolutely. Can I just go back a bit? I think Lewis is playing himself down a little bit there. The first round, I thought, they may have shared it. Maybe it's the only round that Grant Cunningham won, but after that first round, Lewis took control of the fight, and I think he was just going to get stronger, and I think he'd have frustrated Grant. Yeah, Grant's a stayer as well, very fit, and I must say that all four fighters were in tremendous shape. And one thing I'm always confident in is that Lewis is always in great shape, so I know we can do the 10, 12 rounds, whatever it may be. But I've seen bits in Lewis, like he says, he's improving all the time. There's still one or two tweaks, and a lot of people say about Lewis, oh, he's not a puncher. Well, I've seen Lewis when he starts to have a bit of spite in his shots and stuff like that, because he has such a high work rate. Sometimes maybe he doesn't set his feet, but Lewis will dig, and the more experience he gets, and the more fear factors what he's got facing him, that means like he's facing better opponents. I think you'll see the best in Lewis Taylor, but yeah, he's got to make fundamental mistakes, and these are basic mistakes, and not moving your head and things like that, and not forgetting about his jab, and he's got a tremendous jab. So, but because he's such a good inside fighter and he's got that much variety, that sometimes he bypasses his jab and sometimes he don't move his head. The jab and moving his head, they're the only complaints, if any, I could say about Lewis Taylor. And just miss somebody else's head when you're ducking. And that's why he's caught for a shiner.
When's your next fight going to be? When's his next fight, Dennis?
Well, we have a show at the Magnet on September the 5th. At the moment, we've got about 15 fights on that. And that's when such as Waleed Din. And we've got a long list, and I'll bring that to you in the next week or so. Lewis is going to be out on, I think, November... Is it 24th, a Saturday, November?
Shall we check?
Yeah, let's check.
Let's do it live, okay.
While we're doing that, I must announce that Waleed Din, we've managed to get him a shot for the Commonwealth title.
November 21, 22, or the 21, following weekend? 21st.
Waleed Din's going to be fighting for a Commonwealth title, but we're either going to do that September or November, so that's one to look out for. So, you know, the stable, there's a lot of success coming through with the stable, and success breeds success, and it's great that Lewis has got a meaningful title. Now, he's got something that a lot of fighters, and especially at middleweight, they're queuing up because he's got something that they want. But we're looking, you know, not just at English, we want to go and achieve British, Europe, and then see how it goes. But it's when Clint Woods won the area title. There wasn't an English title about at that time. When he won the area title, I thought, oh, we can go on and do better. When we won the British, oh, he's established himself now. We believe he can improve. So you improve when you win titles. And as a fighter, just overnight, winning a title, mark my words, Lewis will improve as a fighter just through winning that title.
Terrific. Well, it's great to have you in, boys. Thanks ever so much. Dennis Hobson, Lewis Taylor, congratulations. Hope the eye gets better soon. Just put your shades on. You'll need it in that sunshine.
Tom,
thanks ever so much, fellas. Cheers.